In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. There's a bit more time for the House to try and cobble together an agreement on more coronavirus stimulus last night.
House Democrats delayed a vote on a $2.2 trillion proposal to allow one more day for a deal to come together.
Fox's Jared Halpern.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was back in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office Wednesday as the two continue talks on a potential bipartisan deal providing additional coronavirus relief. There is no indication of a breakthrough, and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the two sides remain very far apart.
Still Still, futures on Wall Street are up, partly on investors hoping for more stimulus. An American cyclist, Quinn Simmons, has been suspended by his team for posting what it called divisive comments on social media supporting President Trump. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the William Tell Wake Up on the first day of October at 6:04.
Sweeping the nation. Politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseum. This terrible disease is affecting anyone who watches campaign commercials. Politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseum. Symptoms include yawning, rolling eyes, switching channels, fast forwarding, and even depression. If you're suffering from Politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseum, now there's help. Try whiskey. Take one shot when you see your first commercial. Then take another and another. Pretty soon, you won't care what's on TV. You may even pass out. Either way, whiskey will help you with Politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseum.
I'm totally wasted, and I approve this message.
Sunshine.
You know what's crazy about this time of year? Everything is pumpkin spice.
Today, it is National Pumpkin Spice Day.
My day just got a whole lot better.
What do you think? Pumpkin spice, please.
Pumpkin spice latte.
A pumpkin.
A pumpkin? Now to spice it up.
Just smell for the pumpkin spice latte.
Happy National Pumpkin Spice Day.
It's showtime.
And now, if you're ready for some weather infused with pumpkin spice by the
adorable
Rich Thomas, we're here.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
You might get one more glimpse at the full Hunter's Moon before it sets. Let's see, it's 6:08 now. 10 more minutes before it sets on the western sky, so it's right on the horizon. And it comes back up to this evening at 6:47. There it is. We have microphones everywhere. Our forecast for today. Today is actually going to be warmer. We actually warmed back into the 80s today, the low 80s. However, the secondary surge of cooler air, the one we've been talking about, is entering the state this morning. And behind it, some really nice stuff. Clear, pleasantly cool tonight, low 53. Tomorrow, just perfect, low 70s, nice breeze, low humidity, sunshine, jacket weather tomorrow night. So we'll be down to the upper 40s by dawn on Saturday morning. Sunday, just perfect. Sunshine, high 78. Monday, nearly a carbon copy of Sunday. And then a string of these extended nice days continues, dot, dot, dot. Now, we are watching stuff in the Gulf of Mexico, some pretty interesting stuff, possibilities over the next few days. But that's typical for early October, as in Opal, as in Michael. Our current temperature right now, clear skies, calm winds, at 52 at 6:09.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Now, here's one of our sponsors that we really, really like and respect. I mean, we love all of our sponsors, but this one you need when there's a problem. Okay, I mean, you know, so you're not really have to. happy when you have to pick up the phone, but you are relieved to know that you are picking up the phone to call these particular people. MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. Now, you know, I had a really, really bad accident in early March, and I called the police first, called 911, then I called the tow truck, and then I called 27 wreck with a W. That's easy to remember because you get flustered. You know, when you've had an accident, a million thoughts are going through your mind. 27 wreck with a W is easy to remember. Guess who answers the phone? Well, Brandon Turner. Yep, daddy's son. And I said, hey, Brandon, you're going to have a car here in a little while. He said, you called the tow truck? Yeah. And by the way, the tow truck company says, oh, yeah, we've got a deal with them. You're covered. Oh, great. Good. So we got my car taken care of. It took a few days because it was a big job. But it was during the beginning of these uncertain times. And Brandon kept me up to date with phone calls every few days. But, all right, we got this taken care of. We got this taken care of. Then Donnie sends me pictures, texts me pictures. This is the before and after. And that's the way they work in Montgomery Paint and Body. Very meticulous, no shortcuts. When I called my insurance company and told them who I was dealing with, they loved it. So it ended as a happy story, as it always has for the last 30-some years for me at Montgomery Paint and Body. The folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Hey, it's October. The 10th month of the year is filled with much more to do than just Halloween. Did you know October is also Seafood Month, Caffeine Addiction Awareness Month, National Down Syndrome Month, Go on a Field Trip Month, National Gay and Lesbian History Month, Filipino American History Month, National Crime Prevention Month, Self-Promotion Month, National Depression Education and Awareness Month, Positive Attitude Month, National Roller Skating Month, National Dental Hygiene Month, Squirrel Awareness Month, and National Sarcastics Awareness Month? So, during the month of October, enjoy a shrimp cocktail with a six-pack of Mountain Dew. Take Corky to the park with Rosie O'Donnell, Manny Pacquiao, and McGruff the Crime Dog while yelling out, look at me, I'm not set. I'm going to have a great day. Then skate over to the dentist to get your teeth cleaned, but watch out for the squirrels. Wow, I am so looking forward to October. No, really, I am. Welcome to October.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Timing on this is good because I think we still have a few coast-to-coast listeners listening on this electrifying story out of Utah. Chase is excited. A Utah man.
Oh, instead of a Florida man?
Yeah, well, we have Florida people coming up later. At least one. A Utah man accused of stealing a truck from a 7-Eleven. But he had a good reason to do it.
Oh?
Would you like to know the reason?
I would, yes, you got me.
Bryce Gerald Dixon claims he needed this red pickup to, quote, get to the Coliseum to get on a flight with alien diplomats.
Oh, alien diplomats?
Alien diplomats. Do I sound like George Nori now? And by the way, George, you, like, agree with everybody you have on. Anyway, back to the story here. According to court documents, he had second thoughts about the plan to return the vehicle to the parking lot because he felt guilty. Police took Dixon to the hospital for an injury sustained when the truck owner allegedly punched him in the face. He is charged with theft of a motor vehicle and three counts of attempted escape. And as far as the alien diplomats are concerned, they never got their ride. We have no idea where they may be, although they're probably listening to George.
I think they have diplomatic immunity.
Yeah,
because they're part of the UP, not the UN. That's the United Nations. That's sort of these United Planets. They have some sort of immunity, the diplomats from, you know. Wouldn't you think?
UFP.
UFP.
Is that the United
Federation of Planets? Yeah, you got it.
Or the UFPB.
You got it. Yeah. United Federation of Planets.
I'm learning, man. I'm learning. It is 14 after 6.
Chase is very vocal this morning.
Yes.
He's waiting for 7 o'clock Central Time.
Hey, I got a little treat for you since you are our country goddess. I hadn't played it in a long time. But it's a tribute by Brad Paisley to Velveeta Cheese.
All right.
And by the way, Velveeta cheese is cost plus 10 at Food Outlet.
By the way, we have some exciting news, too, coming out probably Friday, but I may kind of give y'all a little sneak preview of what is to come.
No, you're not going to start teasing. I worked with a teaser for many years here.
Bite me!
No, Velveeta is really just like a bunch of chemicals, right? It doesn't...
It's not
cheese.
I think it's synthetic cheese. It's the cheese version of Oleo. Because I had a guest, when I was on WLS, I had a guest who said, look, you can put Oleo in the trunk of your car. It's never going to spoil because it's basically motor oil with yellow coloring and flavoring.
My mom said Oleo, but it's really margarine.
Margarine, yeah.
Makes the margarine a difference. Yeah. And we're just getting started at 6:15. Mr. Electric is your go-to company for any electric installations. Maybe if it's been more than 3 years since anybody's looked at your home fuse panel or wiring, you might want to get them out just for a checkup, just to make sure everything is in good shape. Mr. Electric will always come at a time that's convenient for you. They give you an upfront price on the work that you need done, and they've done a lot for us, man. They put in our Ring doorbell system, motion-activated security lighting, solved problems that were beyond our understanding, lights that just didn't, well, actually, there was no wire in the pipe. I might have been able to stumble onto that myself, but they figured it out and fixed it, and it works beautifully now. 245-1566 is their number, 245-1566. The next time you need an electrician, don't hesitate. MrElectric.com for more information at 6:16. Your local news, getting ready for our TV hit in about 9 shopping minutes.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask mandate until November 8th. State health officials say the mask mandate is helping cut down on the spread of coronavirus across the state of Alabama. The Alabama Department of Public Health says that more than 750 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. The total case count is now over 137,000. Health officials say close to 2,400 people have now died from the virus. And Troy University named George Beaudry as the new chief of police for the campus police department. He is a former captain with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Beaudry takes over for former chief John McCall, who was fired in June after posting inflammatory Facebook comments about the death of George Floyd. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Tonight, Thursday Night Football. The 0-3 Denver Broncos versus the 0-3 New York Jets. One thing's for sure. Somebody's going to win. See you tonight on the NFL Network. Losers.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Travex starting off this Thursday with just a little congestion on East South Boulevard. Taylor Road a little busy around I-85 and a little bit of congestion at the 231 Northeast Boulevard intersection. Other than that, light to moderate all over the city. I-65 and 85 doing a good business through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. No accidents in to pass along to you so far this morning. Get a minimum of $2,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot at Reinhardt Prattville. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you.
It's a modern day mystery, disappearing from the shelves. I can't find the fake cheese that's simply bad for my health. I asked my local grocer to check all his stock. I need to get my hands on that little yellow box. It's the centerpiece of every one of my parties, 'cause nothing else is better at clogging my arteries. I can't seem to find my favorite cheese food, Velveeta, but I will if it's the last thing I ever do. Pasteurized and prepared cheese product, that's Velveeta, it's what I need. Real cheese will never do.
What'd you think?
I like it.
You know, I haven't had Velveeta in a long time. I bought a loaf a while back at Food Outlet, and I don't remember what we ended up doing with it. It's really pretty good for omelets.
Who did you say that artist was?
Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
Is the B-side Olio?
Well, you know, we're in this digital world, there really is no B-side, but next time I have it in my hand, I'll check it out for you. What's our TV topic today?
Oh, things, some of the life's most stressful events, and number one on the list, I wholeheartedly agree with, moving. Moving.
Yeah, I think I just sent that to them this morning. You must be behind.
Most stressful. I mean, you find out who your friends are.
And well, you know, in these uncertain times, everything is kind of stressful, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
No doubt about it. Later this morning, we have a conundrum consensus here. Okay, something that makes...
Did you see my little comment on the bottom there? Yeah.
You know, even though you have been struggling with this cluster migraine mess, you have not lost your sense of humor through all of it. I need the TV station that we normally watch.
Oh, yeah.
Appear on here.
902.
So I know where we're at time-wise. Weird Al has kind of gotten into the debate thing with a new...
Stop it.
By the way, today is National Hair Day. We have a tribute to that coming up a little bit later. Weird Al has a new song about after the Tuesday debate. Now, Weird Al, do me a favor. Don't ruin it for me. I love you. I think you're brilliant. But... if you make me feel bad here, I may have to throw you into the...
I ran out of questions, but still got a while. It's time to drop some bars, let's see how you freestyle.
In Europe, they live their forest cities, they call forest cities, it's a forest city.
You know, he talks about the art of the deal, China's perfected the art of the steal.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia, bad things.
Ooh, he's just afraid.
I'm going to stand back and stand by.
But he said they're very fine people on both sides. He said maybe we should drop a nuclear weapon on hurricanes.
The cars have computers all over the place.
Who's it gonna be?
They want to take out the cows
in the West Wing.
Now here's the deal. He has no idea what he's talking about.
We're living in the apocalypse. I'm begging you to put a stop to this, pretty please.
Keep yapping, man.
The people understand.
He doesn't have a plan.
Who's it gonna be?
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
That was the most productive segment.
I think Weird Al should just stick to I'm fat and some of the other things that we have fun with, like Jurassic in the Park and all that good stuff. 6:23.
It's showtime.
So we'll kill some time here. Waiting to connect. You can watch us on CBS 8 and ABC 32 or Channel 4 on your...
That's right.
On your cable. Which cable system has it on Channel 4?
Wow!
You are absolutely correct. Thank you.
You know what WOW stands for?
Way Out Bills?
No. Wide Open West.
I do not have HBO or Showtime or any premium channels, and my bill this month was $250. That's a car payment.
Yeah.
If mine's that high,
yeah.
God only knows what yours is.
Yeah.
So we have called them and suggested they start trimming or we're unplugging. I wish we could put the...
Yeah, they're having fun. Yeah. So we get to hear some of their fun events. Although we can't just pop them on the air because that would be unfair because
if they said something particularly off color, they would that wouldn't be fair to them.
No,
they can't put us on off. They don't have that same power for us.
No, they don't.
Any second, I'm ready to pounce on that button like a cat and a mouse.
I know you are. I know you are. Jay must be putting up.
In your day the right way with Rising.
6:25 on the dot. Every day is full of little things that can stress us out. But what about stressful life events like moving or getting married? What are some of the most stressful in these categories? We have a list from a recent survey. We want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1 to discuss. Good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey.
Happy October.
Yeah. So number two on the list that you can identify with, right?
Yes. But...
huh?
You get used to it.
It's breaking up and divorce. It's got to be terrible. I mean, you know.
However, that is not in my future plan. So
yeah.
But moving, everybody hates that.
Moving is absolutely the number one, and you find out who your friends are and who your friends aren't.
Oh yeah.
I would help you guys move.
Yeah?
A few little things.
You know,
the coffee maker.
Your junk drawer, stuff
right. So, yeah, you tell some people.
I would move my car out of your way so you could move your stuff. So.
I would get you a business card to some professional movers because I'm no good.
You tell folks, and they say, oh, I'm busy that weekend. I said, I didn't tell you what weekend yet. You know.
Yeah.
Just mark me down as busy any weekend.
Right, exactly.
I think. Whether you're working in the news business or reading or watching the news, that's been a very stressful thing this year.
I think so, too.
In these uncertain times.
Let me tell you a change of career story that that affected me. I changed from, this goes back several decades now, I changed from radio to television, and I got the worst case of shingles. In fact, it was... I mean, I was just covered with shingles, and then the doctor.
You're very young.
The doctor, yeah, I was like 22. The doctor says, "Is there anything stressful going on in your life?" I said, "Well, I just changed careers." He goes, "That is it. That's it. That is it." So, yeah, that was a really big deal.
I had shingles once, but I switched to tiles.
See, that's a roofing joke.
But
wow, was that in Miami or Chicago?
That was in Miami.
Oh, okay.
I used to work there. I don't know if I've mentioned
that right?
300 or 400 times in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I got
Miami of Ohio, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I went to school there and then went to the one in Florida.
Yeah, I got you.
Jesse, what about you? You always seem so calm and chill. What stresses you?
You know, not really a whole lot. I will say if there's any type of unrest on a job site or anything like that, that can be kind of stressful. But I can honestly say there's only been one job that I've had that happen. And, you know, the rest of the time, you know, when I moved to Auburn, I packed everything up in a camper and put it on the back of my truck so it wasn't like packing up boxes and having to go up and down stairs of apartments. And when I got done, pulled it all back in and pulled it home. And
but as you get older, you accumulate more and more and more
things. Then I am doomed because I take up roughly about a half of our house right now, our big house, plus my two rigs. Yeah, mom and them and
even when you have a professional move your stuff, which we did a few years ago, it's still stressful because everything is now in boxes and all that stuff's got to be in packed. And that's when you really come in contact with how much junk you've accumulated during your life. And do you really need this stuff?
Yeah. You mark kitchen on one box.
Me and Rich can talk about
what
stressful situation adverse weather when we have a big weather event coming through.
Yes.
We age several years. I've noticed some gray hairs this year, but don't tell anyone.
I'll tell you what, one of the most stressful was when we knew Ivan was coming. And we knew Ivan was coming about 9 days out.
Wow.
That was probably one of the most stressful that I've ever covered. And April 27th, 2011.
Oh, man. I was on the air that day, too. That was something to keep up with. Yeah.
I will say one thing that will stress me out is if we're hauling with the horses and we run into backed up traffic on the interstate, bad weather, stuff like that. If you're not in a particularly good location or, you know, kind of sketchy, that can be kind of stressful because you've got other animals on board and it's like, don't mess with my animals.
Yeah, we tend to think of them first, don't we?
How about dating new people and you really don't know exactly stuff they like? And you are, you know.
Oh, you read my mind, Rich, because that's number 10. No, it's number 9 on the list. And I was like, why is that something that's stressful?
Yeah,
But I guess it's very true. Like, it's kind of the anxiety of, like.
What do I say? Am I going to say?
You know, the starting over thing. So I could see why that might be a little.
Where's that line I can draw so I don't cross it?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, Ryan may have gotten a gray hair or two.
Okay, that's one way to look at it.
He is one of the more decomposed people on a regular basis. I know. Never know there's any stress there.
Decomposed. On that point, we'll wrap.
Yeah, I love you too, Ryan.
Right, we're going to let this chat decompose. You guys have a good one.
All right,
thanks.
See you later.
As always, if you want to hear more from our friends, check it out on News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
That's a good moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah. There's Jay. Wait a minute. Let me wake up Jeb.
Please clap.
We have to redo the TV segment.
Was that by design, Jay, that you should have just not been here for that? Did you not want to be on TV with your friends?
Well, no, I got up here when you guys were in the middle of it, so I didn't want to barge in. Wait until you were done.
Well, it was a lot more stressful with you not in the studio with us.
I know. We thought we were talking about a stressful moment.
Look at this. It's 6:30 already.
Bang.
Oh, Baumhauer's winning word coming up. And I want to thank everybody that joined us at Baumhauer's last night, and especially Beth Cooper.
Yeah, she's feeling better, thank goodness.
She looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Had a rough time, but man, she's bounced back. And
you've got to encourage Victoria to start coming out to the Baumhauer's.
Well, if we can get Victoria to call us at some point this morning, I will be happy to.
I mean, I got her number.
Yeah. Jay can just call her and say, hey, we'd like to invite
you
out.
She included her number on that card.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
He about had a heart attack. Greg did.
I'm impressed.
You didn't know all you had to do was send a nice card or have a medical emergency, Greg, to get those type of cards, did you? That's all you got to do. Jay's giggling.
So Victoria's waiting for that phone call from Jay where he says,
tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Did you ever see Dead Poets Society?
No.
I saw it once.
And he says, do you like apples? He said, yeah. He says, I got her number. How do you like them apples? I don't know. It's just a line from the movie.
I think it's great.
Okay, guess what's next? The timeline with Rich Thomas for the first day of October as we hit the final quarter of the year.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Okay, places, y'all.
Last Sunday, millions of viewers tuned in to the all-new return of Fox Animation Domination.
I love it!
And Sunday,
yes,
it's another night of new episodes.
2 weeks in a row. This is very good for us.
Catch The Simpsons.
Like Carumba.
Bless the Hearts. Bob's Burgers.
Yes!
And Family Guy.
Terrific.
Because when it comes to all-new comedies, who wouldn't want more?
I want more.
I just don't want to do anything to earn it.
Sunday only on Fox.
Sunday on Fox 20.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news
happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
And you have 1 month to get those camcorder videos to Dan Black Studios and have them in time for Christmas celebrations. At 6:34 with the timeline for the first day of October, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
275th day of the year, there are 91 days left. And this is, as we've already heard, National Hair Day. It's National Homemade Cookies Day. I'll tell you what, that is never more... satisfying, warm feeling when mom was cooking, yes. Baking, especially before the holidays, and you could smell those cookies.
And scrape the dough out of the bowl.
Oh, she would let me have you eat the dough, right out of that. Oh, God,
yes. I learned how to operate a spatula at a very early age.
It's National Walk Your Dog Day. Chase. It's now this one has Rosie written all over it. It's National Fruit at Work Day. She's so good about fruit and stuff and healthy stuff.
Yeah, Jay, you ought to consider coming in Saturday morning and joining us for fresh fruit.
Yeah, he would love to add another.
I have an apple in my lunch downstairs.
Well, here's another one for you, Jay. It's World Vegetarian Day. You could become a vegetarian.
I have fish and brown rice for lunch today.
That's one of our convoluted intros for Random Facts today, by the way.
On this date in 1888, the National Geographic is first published.
Oh.
Boys everywhere learned about anatomy. 130 years ago in 1890, Yosemite was declared a national park by Congress.
Yosemite.
Yeah, Yosemite. I think the guy who declared it was Mac Mahone. on that same day in 1890, the Weather Bureau is created. So the Weather Bureau is what it was called until 1970, when the U.S. Weather Bureau became the National Weather Service. Weather observations here in town were taken even before it was called the Weather Bureau. It was at the Dexter Avenue Post Office from 1872 to 1937. Then at Gunner Airport, which was the public airport before, with the South's finest airport, WSFA. And then
really?
Observations changed to Dandy Field in 1947.
I never heard that before.
Yeah. On this date in 1903, the first modern World Series game is played, 1903. 1908, Henry Ford introduced the Model T. The sticker price, $825, which was a lot of money at the time. However, it was at least affordable by more people than ever before. $825. And that didn't include... it doesn't include all the extras that you get now, like, you know, side radar and front radar and all that stuff. 88 years ago, 1932, with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes, Babe Ruth called his shot and pointed to the center field bleachers at Wrigley Field. On the next pitch, he hit a home run over those very bleachers to put the Yankees ahead of the Cubs in Game 3 of the World Series. Speaking of baseball... 1961, Roger Maris broke Babe Ruth's home run record by hitting home run number 61. The Babe hit 60 in 1927, but they were a different number of games back then, right?
Right, 154 during Babe's day, 162. That was the first year of expansion.
Yeah, right.
And there were only 29,000 or 23,000 people at Yankee Stadium to see if Maris was going to break that record.
Is that right?
And when you think about how the crowds... packed the parks when McGuire and Sosa were looking to break those records.
Cheaters.
Well, yeah.
On this date, 58 years ago, 1962, Johnny Carson made his first appearance on The Tonight Show. He was introduced by Groucho Marx. First guests, Mel Brooks, Tony Bennett, Rudy Vallee, and Joan Crawford. Pretty solid first show. On this date, 58 years ago, in 1962, the Beach Boys released their first album, Surfin' Safari. In 1968, the horror classic Night of the Living Dead premiered in Pittsburgh just a few days before opening nationwide. On this date in 69, the Beatles released Abbey Road in the U.S., and it was on that list, that Rolling Stones list the other day. I think it was number five of the greatest albums of all time. If you aren't a Beatle fan, some of the songs, Come Together, Here Comes the Sun, Something. My mom and dad gave me it as a birthday present about a month later, about a month from my birthday. Pretty cool. It was on cassette. So I've owned it on vinyl twice, CD, never 8-track on that one, though. On this date in 1971, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, and on this date in 1982, Epcot Center opened.
It sure did.
Because I was there.
And some of the people are still in line. Also on that date in 82, the first compact disc player, developed jointly by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram, went on sale for the first compact disc.
1992.
Well, how much did it cost? First,
that's what my answer was. 1998.
$625. Can you believe that?
For a compact disc?
For a CD player.
Oh, for a CD player.
Yeah, CD player.
600 and what?
625. Jeez. Yeah. That's a lot. On this date in 1974, the first flesh-eating leather face was seen when Dallas released The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The opening narration was by John Larroquette. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
It opened nationwide 3 days later. He's dead now, is he not?
John Larroquette? No, I'm going to guess he isn't. But Jay?
Could you see if John Larroquette is dead? I think he is.
I think he's alive.
Okay. Oh, yes, John, this is good.
Or did he die? You know what?
I think he died. We're gonna do some dead or alive here in a minute, by the way. While you're looking it up, on the state in 75, Muhammad Ali beat Joe Frazier in the Philippines for the Thriller in Manila.
Thriller Manila.
He's alive.
John Larroquette's alive?
John Larroquette is alive.
How old would he be?
He's got a birthday coming up in which he will be 73.
Okay, I thought he was dead. Sorry.
I don't know why I had the same idea.
Sorry, John. 1987, earthquake, Whittier, California. Six people killed, injured more than 100. The quake was the largest to hit Southern California since 71, but not nearly as damaging as the Northridge quake that devastated a large part of Los Angeles 7 years later. Now our song of the day. It's a good one. Spring and Summer of 1970, group out of Tampa, Florida. Another one-hit wonder inspired by the number of keys on a Rhodes piano. 73 men sailed from the San Francisco Bay. We are about to ride, Captain Ride, on that mystery ship on your timeline.
73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay. Ship, and here's what they had to say. We're calling everyone to ride along to another shore. We can laugh our lives away and be free once more.
Roy!
Where did that come from? From,
great one-hit wonder.
Yeah, well, sure was. The Blues Image, by the way. I failed to mention the Blues Image is the name of the group. 19 years ago in 2001, the Supreme Court suspended Bill Clinton from practicing law before the High Court. He avoided the formality of his disbarment and by resigning from the Supreme Court's bar a month later. He probably went to the bar next door to the Supreme Court, if I know Bill Clinton. excuse me, on this date in 2006, George Michael arrested, charged with drug possession after he was found in his second favorite position, slumped over the wheel of a car in London.
That's dark, but it's funny.
3 years ago in 2017, tragedy strikes in Las Vegas. Oh, my God, I still can't believe that this guy opened fire on the country music festival for 10 minutes from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. 58 killed, 800 injured.
And there's still a lot of suspicion about what was really going on there.
What was the...
There was a Saudi prince at the hotel, and all kinds of stuff. And notice, as big as that was, you don't hear anything about
it. It's never talked about. And they thought it was going to affect Las Vegas business forever, but people forget, you know? Sarah Drew is an actress who's 40 today. I guess she's a big deal on Grey's Anatomy, which I never have watched. Mark McGuire, Cheater, 57. Randy Quaid, 70. Dennis Quaid's brother. Stephen Collins is 73. He's the disgraced father on Seventh Heaven who had molested three underage girls. Rod Carew, Baseball Hall of Famer, dead or alive?
He is alive.
He is alive at 75.
He's had a lot of health issues, but he's still hanging in.
We know that President Jimmy Carter is not only alive, but now is the... He would be the oldest...
He's lived longer than...
Lived longer than any other president.
I believe that's true.
Okay. Dead or alive? This is a good one. Julie Andrews.
She's still alive, Julie.
She is alive at 85. Dead or alive, Tom Bosley.
He's dead.
He is dead. And Bonnie Parker still has a lot of holes in her, and she's dead. She's she died in 1934. Our next of our third of four birthdays is now 17 days away. What can we have for you that day? Bring in a rice cake?
Yeah, rice cake with a candle in it.
Candle in it. It's 30 days till Halloween, and we now know the time change technically is later that night, November 1st at 2 a.m. 76 days till Thanksgiving, 84 days till Christmas. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's
the Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We had a lot of interaction on that timeline this morning. Warmer day today, high in the low 80s, low humidity, sunshine, clear, pleasant, 53 tonight, just about perfect tomorrow with low 70s, nice breeze. Then we'll be in the upper 40s by dawn Saturday morning. Jacket weather. Sunday, just about perfect. Sunshine, 78. Monday, nearly a carbon copy. And a string of nice days continues, .. Well into the future. 52, clear skies this morning, 647.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Salads.
Salads.
Yes.
Perfect word for Vegetarian's Day today.
Yes. And it also has to do with the fact that you can get a garden salad or chicken salad at Wingfingers.
And that's Nana's chicken salad. Nana was the word of the day. But today it's salads.
And you also have an option of a buffalo chicken salad, too. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
I didn't, but somebody at Baumhauer's on the boulevard last night had been down there and had that bowl and said it was heaven.
Yeah.
So sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, we'll ask you to be caller 7 with the word salads. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Wing Fingers. Have them made into a salad. Have them made into a swamich. Have them ready for dipping. Or get that big gooey bowl, which looks like heaven on your fingers. Wing Fingers, downtown RSA Building 201 Union. Your prize includes lunch for two and underground parking at the RSA Building. Jot our number down or get it into your phone. 272-9228. Visiting Fitzpatrick Greenhouses as we start October, and I see they have the last zinnias of the year. These plants are incredible. They last and last. In fact, Jacqueline Tomlinson was bemoaning the fact she's used to plants that die, I guess. She said, mine are still living.
Me too. Plastic plant that died.
What?
They're only $8, and this is a basket of full living color. You're going to love it. Wow.
Chase loves it, too.
Now, they've got this picture on their Facebook page, and you can win a prize. It's a crop of what? Now, I can't tell, but look at how many of those there are. Look at all those trays with things growing in them. If you guess what they are, you'll win two flats of whatever this is.
Did he take that with a drone?
I don't know. The greenhouse is out there.
I'm pretty sure I know what that is, but...
airplane hangers. Hey, you might win something, so go for it. And so much more. Mums, big, beautiful mushroom muns are available at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Nice drive, especially in this cool weather.
Hey!
Go east on 110, past mile marker 22, and you'll see it right there on your left, past Macon East Academy. Fitzpatrick Greenhouse is open Tuesday through Saturday. The Cheap and Trashy is next. It's 6:51.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa, we've teamed up with AAA to save you 20% online or in-store. That's why they call us the Savings Dream Team. Okay, we're the only ones calling us that. But it's true. Your AAA membership can save you 20% at Napa. So we're basically superheroes with the most specific power ever, saving you 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
20% off regular retail prices with valid AAA membership card. Offer ends 10/31/20.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On October 1st, 1969, the world welcomed little baby Zach Galifianakis. Ah!
I can see the head. Congratulations, it's a boy.
You can tell just from the head?
Yeah, he's got a full beard.
Zach Galifianakis, a star is born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:54, welcome to today's Human Trash Sheet. Did you know that this past year, the average person has watched a movie every 3 days?
Oh, I believe that in these uncertain times, yeah.
Yes, and the future of the movie theater is very much in question right now as to whether people will go back when they reopen.
I agree.
However, how about just making your home seem like your nearby cinema?
Miss going out to the movies? Then order Cinehome, the authentic movie theater experience delivered right to your door. It has everything, like sticky spray for your floors.
Ew, feels like real Mountain Dew.
It also includes guy whispering too loudly at the movie.
Hey, what's that actor's name again? Wait, he's the bad guy? I thought he was the good guy.
Oh, watch out! Don't go in there!
Cinehome even offers concessions at real movie theater prices.
$9 for frickin' goobers?
And just like cinema films, there is no pause button.
Sorry, I had to pee. What did I miss? What? They killed her? Crap! Why didn't I hold it?
So order Cinehome today. And if you order in the next hour, we'll throw in a crying baby.
Jeez, who brings a baby to my living room?
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
The sports news. How about them games yesterday, Rich? We watched Rich twist and turn through the Braves and Reds.
Oh, my gosh. It was scoreless. Well, after they got to the 11th, that had never happened before. Scoreless in a postseason. And then what, into the 17th?
13th inning.
13th, rather. Yeah, so your Yankees made it. That was a wild, wild, wild back-and-forth game with the Indians.
Yep.
So the Rays are in, right?
Rays are in. Marlins beat the Cubs.
Marlins.
Shocker.
Yeah. And so what's going down to the third? The out west, the...
A's and White Sox.
A's and White Sox are going to the third.
The Asteroids eliminated the Twinks yesterday.
The three-game series are...
By the way, there will be fans
nerve-wracking.
At the World Series.
Yeah, about 11,000 fans at the NLCS and the ALCS and the World Series.
ALCS will not have fans in California.
Oh?
No, because Governor Newsom's pandemic these uncertain times. And with the latest from her universe of country music.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was halfing. Jay was requesting some information that I had to give him, so
whatever.
I apologize.
We will shut this show down for Jay, so don't worry about that.
Okay, good. So pretty excited here. Dolly Parton's A Holly Dolly Christmas, actually. Her album drops this Friday.
A Holly Dolly Christmas.
We could see it. Could be a song. And she's released another song from it called Christmas on the Square. And it actually debuts November 22nd on Netflix. So that will be... the only good reason to watch Netflix because
they're
Christmas on the Square. All right. And the first round of performers for this year's CMT Music Awards have been announced, and they include Kane Brown, Luke Bryan, Ashley McBride, Little Big Town, Maren Morris, and Dan and Shay. All of them are nominees for this year's event and can't wait to hit the stage and see how things rock and roll forward. Little fun... Keith Urban interview for you. Billboard did an interview with him when they were talking about a show that he was doing in Vegas, and he shared a story about a very weird autograph request where somebody in the meet and greet asked Keith to sign their nose, and he said, of course I did not. That is just plain weird. What's wrong with you? So that's a little bit of fun stuff for you in the country music.
Anybody's body?
I have not, no.
I have.
And then I have some awesome news as far as on our end of stuff. We're releasing a new single October 20th. So, yay!
When do we get to hear this new single?
I can give it to you today.
I would like that.
So, yeah.
It'd be something to take care of. Can I play it today?
Yeah, you can play it today.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. So, October 20th is even...
October 20th so is the official drop date.
Now, so do we have to pay licensing if we play it today?
I don't know. I think you've played it before.
Yeah.
Which the bill to J. Scott Operations Manager.
Which it's registered with our PROs, so... Yeah.